Coach McCarthy is a great coach. He gives us all we need, you know, to go out there on game day to be successful. Gives great motivational speeches. He gets us very prepared and very well, you know, trained to play any opponent.
How did you spend your bye week?
Just went and relaxed, you know, hung out with my kids, you know, went and hung out, you know, just normal stuff.
I mean, I'm sure the coach has talked a lot about that run defense. I mean, what can you guys really do to turn that thing around? I mean,
we have to you know, play harder, you know, get off blocks up front and make tackles.
Is it a simple thing of getting off blocks and making tackles, or is there anything deeper to that when you looked at the Saints film?
Well, you know, I'm playing up front, so I only can see what's in front of me, you know, so that's what I say about that.
Latrell, how do you feel about where you guys are at, though? You know, 5-3, now you get this stretch of home games coming up. Just what do you think about where this team is at?
Well, I feel like, you know, we're doing pretty good, but we need to keep striding and continue to work hard so that we can stay on a good road here.
Coach told us you were going to go over some self-scout findings. Can you tell us some of the findings?
Just a little self-scout on ourselves and where we at this point. You know, it just basically coaches scouted, you know, their own players just to as if we was another team, just to let us know, you know, where we are or what they think of how we're playing.
I think Mike had mentioned last week that he didn't talk to you guys right away about the corrections that you're making, you know, coming off of that game. And maybe they mentioned that a little bit more today. You like that approach as far as kind of just letting you guys take a step back for that week and coming back and, you know, picking it up from there?
Oh, yeah. Just give us a time, you know, clear our minds and come back and I'm ready to, you know, play some good ball going forward.
A couple games ago you said, well, nobody wants to be last, you know, ranked last against the run. Is there a point of pride to that as a group on defense that we have to turn this thing around?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You never want to be last. You want to be first. So we'll do all the things we need to do out in practice and just keep continue working. You know, this game is a very hard game to play. You know, you got 31 other good teams out there that's preparing just like we're preparing. And we just got to step it up and do better.
Can Dayton, I mean, help you guys with that? I mean, if he can return this week, what does he really give to your defensive line?
Most definitely, you know, he's a first-round draft pick that, you know, held up the high standards. Be good to get him back in there and get him mixed up with us again.
How do you kind of balance it out? Because obviously you guys, before that New Orleans game, seemed like you were kind of making some strides with that run defense. I mean, how do you kind of weigh that out, you know, with kind of trying to build on that, but at the same time having kind of a short memory with what happened there?
Well, you just have to learn from the bad and learn from the good, too, and move forward and keep working hard. That's what I would say.
How do you think the first half of the season went for you personally, getting the chances you did at the nose?
I did okay. I feel like, you know, I got a lot of room for improvement. I'm going to go forward, continue to work hard, and just keep playing.
Is that easy to pick up kind of that veteran role just based on how long you've been here? Or is that a little bit different, you know, with being a new team and kind of stepping in and being a guy that, you know, young guys are going to look to?
Well, you know, I'm 7 years in this year, so I'm looked up to as a veteran. I wouldn't say it was easy. I would say I had to get in there, work at it, and, you know, I made some plays. So, you know, the younger players have to look up to you because, you know, they're trying to get on the learning scale of getting up to the par with everybody else. So, yeah.